This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. News outlets say Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has resigned after nearly 4 months of demonstrations against his autocratic 30-year rule. Both the Associated Press and Reuters say they have learned from government sources that the 75-year-old ruler has been placed under house arrest. Thousands of protesters, including women carrying their children, were making their way toward the military headquarters, where protesters have staged a sit-in since last Saturday. At least 22 people have been killed in clashes with security forces, according to activists. There are reports that army vehicles carrying troops have surrounded the presidential palace. Reuters and the French news agency are reporting that soldiers have raided the headquarters of al-Bashir's ruling party. Sudan's state-run media is also reporting that the security agency will soon set free all of the country's political prisoners. British police arrested WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Thursday after Ecuador removed his asylum status. Assange had taken refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 and has remained there over fears Britain might extradite him to the United States after he published classified U.S. government documents. Supporters of Assange gathered outside the embassy.
The injustice is that the West supposedly values freedom of speech, free press, and transparency, and yet the biggest hero for that, the biggest living embodiment for that in the world today, is being silenced.
A Metropolitan Police statement said officers arrested Assange at the embassy in connection with a June 2012 British warrant for failing to surrender to court. This is VOA News. The world's largest democratic election kicks off in India, where 900 million people are eligible to vote. Current Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking re-election, but this election will be seen as a referendum on his performance these last 5 years in office. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
The polls are open in the world's largest democratic election. Voting in India's general election began Thursday, and it's going to last 6 weeks. 900 million people are eligible to vote in phases across the country's states. That's more than the population of continental Europe. And all of them have Prime Minister Narendra Modi on their minds. He's seeking re-election to his second term in office. Modi wants to ride a wave of nationalism to victory, and his party has entered the race as the frontrunner. That's thanks to his record on national security after a spike in tension with Pakistan.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Reuters correspondents report the main issues on voters' minds are national security and relations with Pakistan, unemployment, and the state of the jobs market. South Korea's constitutional court has overturned the country's 65-year-old ban on abortion. In a historic ruling announced Thursday, the country's highest court said the ban unconstitutionally limits a woman's right of self-determination. Under the 7-2 decision, the ban will be automatically repealed on January 1, 2021, unless lawmakers draft legislation that will gradually lift the restrictions. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting South Korean President Moon Jae-in for talks Thursday at the White House. The two leaders will focus their talks on the goal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Trump has held two summits with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, with the most recent in February, ending early with no agreement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears headed for an unprecedented fifth term after his main rival Benny Gantz conceded defeat in the country's tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud Party and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.